In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Post Malone tickets. We're giving them away between 8 and 9 in this big City Field Stadium show in June of next year. We're just talking to Tom Izzo about Boomer and Geo Live tomorrow night at the Paramount in Huntington. And it's We Give Thanks, so it's based around some Thanksgiving themes. And there's a couple of guys that have been involved since the beginning, but we gave them a break this time. And Anthony Gallo is one of them. And I don't see a lot of Gallo anymore. He's not top of mind like he used to be.
Well, he doesn't get here until later. You know, right. I've run into him the last couple of days because I stayed a little later the last few days.
Yeah.
Bro.
And he talks about Aaron Rodgers. Probably told you Aaron Rodgers is a bum. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Gallo, I don't care about your sports takes. I really don't. I like you as a person, but it really doesn't matter to me, your sports takes. But anyway, he's worried because he's working the event that we have something planned for him.
He's like, you're not going to dress me up or nothing, right? Not going to do anything weird, are they?
I'm like, no, we're not. As of right now, we're not. But now that I found out that he's nervous about us doing something to him, we might jam something in there. Just to make him uncomfortable.
Yes.
And then we tried to get Big Zoo involved, but Big Zoo has tickets to Wicked. Now, he claims he's going to the Broadway show. But I found out that the Wicked movie gets released on Friday night.
Oh.
So I'm thinking it's that and not actually the Broadway show.
No, but he said Broadway show.
He did. Because it's like, oh, you know, you could say it's tough to get rid of the tickets for the Broadway show. When someone tells you that, when it's like the movie, it's like, I'll just go another day. Mm. But I don't know. He claims it's a Broadway show, so he's taking his girlfriend to Wicked, so he's out. And Peter Schwartz priced himself out, is really what it came down to.
Well, you know, now that he lost his Barrett Media job,
yeah.
Well, you would have thought that.
He might have left. You don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, he might have left on his own volition. I don't know if he was cut or budget cuts or what's going on there, but he did have that professional news to share on social media with everybody. But yeah, he priced himself out. So I had done doing the negotiating. I had been finished doing the negotiating with Peter Schwartz, and I had Big Hurls do it. Ryan Hurley, our new PD.
Yes.
And
Brand Ambassador.
And he did not close the deal. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't see those guys really seeing eye to eye on many things.
Schwartz and Big Hurls?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like there's a little oil and water there.
Really? See, I think that they get along or have more in common than him and Spike did. I think that Spike and Schwartz were oil and water. That was really, I mean, you talk about a skinny vegan hipster C and then Peter Schwartz.
Yes.
That's different. But I feel like Big Hurls and Schwartz, like they kind of in the same vicinity. You know, guys grinding in the business type of thing, you know some of the same people.
Yes.
That type of deal.
But I just...
they've got Don LaGreca stories, each of them.
I know, but Big Hurls doesn't seem like the type of guy that's going to be putting up with the nonsense.
True.
Right?
True.
So that's what I think.
No putting up with the nonsense.
Right.
All right, so let's get a couple of calls in here. Some interesting ones on the board.
Let's go to Brad, who's in New Jersey. Hello, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
All righty, Brad. What's happening?
Nothing much. Just first, love the show. It's my first time calling in, but you guys do an awesome job every day, and I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
I just wanted to say, Gio, do you know why Darius Padauk got life in prison?
I do not know.
It's because the law bites back.
See? It's pretty good.
Yes.
And, of course, I kind of saw that coming, so that's why I said I didn't know. I didn't want to, like, ruin it. But, well, because he, you know, did all these sex crimes, you know? So it was pretty good. That's a great listener right there, huh?
Yes.
Agostino.
Law bite back.
Yeah.
Yes.
His father lost a leg in a construction accident.
Who?
D'Agostino.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how this whole thing started. That was his inspiration. So he got going on the personal
and
his injury.
That's okay.
I don't know. I mean, he's missing a leg, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they found it or not, but he did lose his leg at a construction accident. So I don't know if he's all right. But that was in the commercial. He says that. So that was his calling.
Okay.
And then that and the singing.
So, well, it gives you bite back. If you go that route with that D'Agostino, that gives him immense credibility.
Dave in West Point, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, man? Real quick, man, we're all rooting for Army to beat Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And one more thing, Jerry sounded awesome the other night. I was driving, I couldn't believe how good he is. But listen, I'm calling it back up Zoo. I remember about a week ago you guys were talking, and Zoo said, one of you guys said that Zoo was going to take his girlfriend because she wanted to see the movie Wicked that's opening on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which my daughter also wants to go to.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to back up Zoo because Zoo needed a little backup.
Well, hold on. But so he's going to the movie, not the Broadway show?
No. Yeah. It was because Friday night is the opening of Wicked, this big movie that's all over. And his girlfriend wanted to go.
Yeah, so you know what?
Gave him the green light, Dave, for his girlfriend.
Dave, you're not backing up, Sue. You're actually hurting him.
You're hurting him, yeah.
Which you're inadvertently putting him in a bad spot.
Yeah, just throw him under the bus, Dave.
Because he told us that it was the Broadway show.
And if you have tickets to a Broadway show, you have to go to that show.
Right. The movie keeps playing and playing and playing.
You could go Saturday night if you wanted to.
Right. So Dave Marinick, when he heard about... And Ryan Hurley, Big Hurls, he said, oh, the movie, there's a movie theater in Huntington, and, we'll set him up and his girlfriend and the whole thing. We'll get him a matinee thing and blah, 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 the whole, and then he could do Boomer and Geo Live.
Yeah, but he played it to us as if he were going to the Broadway play.
So then he told, Marinick's like, hey, we'll do this whole thing and whatever with the movie. And he goes, no, I'm going to the Broadway show. So
he's going to the movie now?
I guess so.
According to one of our callers.
Right, so you don't know that.
You don't really know what the actual facts are of the case. We have to do a fact check, Al.
I mean, when I told, I guess it was Sal. I was talking to Sal, and he goes, oh, you know who's involved? Boomer Geo Live. He's like, Zoo doing anything? I'm like, actually, Zoo is going to the Wicked movie with his girlfriend.
Is the Wicked play or the movie?
Well, I think it's the movie now.
Well, now you think it's the movie, but you told Sal it was the play.
I don't know what I told Sal. I don't know what point in this area was.
We were disappointed because he was telling us it was the play, and we figured, all right, he got tickets before they announced the date.
Either way, he should have figured out a way.
So now we find out if he's going to the movie. There's something that's a little off.
Means he's out for good, I think.
I think so. He's outside the circle of love. And we sent him to Atlanta for the Knicks playoffs tonight. God almighty.
I know.
What more can you do for these guys?
Kids these days. Joe and Patchogue, what's going on, Joe?
Boompa Geo. Ooh, yeah.
I'm Joe.
What's up?
How we doing, fellas?
All good, right, man. What do you got?
So about a week ago, I got married in Puerto Rico.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And during cocktail hour, we played the Mike and the Mad Dog jingle, the Mike's On jingle, the Joe and Evan jingle. And, you know, it really got me thinking. I feel like you guys, I know you have a theme, but you need a jingle. The WFAN Die Hard, loves a good jingle, and I'm just wondering, what's going on, boys?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this was never a jingle show, even before I got here. Boomer and Carton didn't have jingles. You know, they had the...
I kind of shot down the jingle thing. I just wanted to be a little bit different. Right.
We need a jingle.
Yeah, I mean, that Joe and Evan one was actually written by a listener. That was very, very popular. Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe.
So yeah. If I write you a jingle, what do you think? You think you could consider it?
Yeah, people have done that in the past and haven't been bad. I know that Adam and the Metalhawks wrote one as well. But sure, if you write us a jingle, we'd be happy to at least give it a shot.
All right, boys. Challenge accepted.
All right. And, you know, the best. Yeah, the best.
Boomer and Boomer.
Boomer and Boomer. the best listener WFN jingle of all time was, and I don't even know if you want to call it a jingle because it's kind of disrespectful, was the Anne Ligori one. I mean, nothing ever will top that. I mean, backup singers. I mean, it's just basically Stevie Wonder.
And I told you I met this guy out in Sag Harbor at the at Tutto Al Giorno. You know that, right?
Yep.
Ligori's down and on me. I know I can't be wrong. I got a really important question on my mind. Did you see those knuckleheads running round like an overgrown bunch of monkeys? You can take it from me, girl, cause I'm a number one sports junkie.
He loves to
I mean, the hate. Imagine being the trumpet player that had to come in and do this. I mean, that's gotta be a low point in a career.
Sleeping with the fan on.
Sleeping with the fan.
This is where it gets a little creepy with Anne, I think, in this verse here.
The glory's down and on me. It's just you and me tonight.
Yeah.
The wife's asleep and the kids are all in bed.
Here it is, right here.
Yeah.
The glory's down and on me. Are those shorts a little tight? Cause that's the way I see them in my head.
All right.
I take you out to dinner. I'll be everything you dream. I know I'd be a winner if you was on my team. And I love to turn you on. WFAN. Sleeping with the fan on. Sleeping with the fan on. Sleeping with the fan on again. And the glory, can I see you tonight? Cause you know just not right, and you're the only lady who understands this man. So I would love to turn you on. WFAN. Sleeping with the fan on. 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 And I know you wanna take my call, Miss Ligori. And I know you wanna play ball, Miss Ligori. And I'm sleeping with the fan on again.
Woo! What are you doing tonight? Can I give you a bath?
It's like a Led Zeppelin-like song, man. God. Holy God. Yeah, so here he is. That's the guy.
That's the guy right there.
That's the guy.
That's the genius.
Yep.
He's brought me so much joy in my life, you have no idea. I mean, I remember those lyrics like it was yesterday.
I could tell.
It was me and Ann.
And you are into it.
It was me and Ann back in the old Studio C, Eddie, where I used to interview the interns. And she goes, you know this guy? He left me a CD.
Al Duke says he looks like Rick Springfield.
He kind of does. He left me a CD. He said he wrote a song. I said, all right, Ann, let's go check it out. And we just sat there and listened to it. And then the whole, like, shorts, little tight thing. She's like, ooh. Oh, it was incredible. This is interesting. Chris in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love the show. You guys were talking about Wicked and going to see the movie. And I'm wondering if you guys have seen the story on the fact that they had to recall the entire toy line because they accidentally put a porn website on the box.
What?
Accidentally?
Look it up.
Right, let me see. Mattel apologizes for listing porn site on the Wicked line of toys. Yes?
Wow.
Every one of them.
Oh, wow. My God.
Now, how would that happen? That has to be done on purpose, right?
I think it was supposed to read wickedmovie.com, and someone screwed it up.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was supposed to be Wicked Movie, and they put just Wicked, and that ended up being the porn site?
Wicked themed dolls in the likeness of...
So according to social media,
wickedmovie.com.
However,
the box instead lists only the former word.
Okay, so wicked. Just
wicked.
So, okay. So people go on that, like, oh, let me just check out how I can buy a...
It directs users to a platform requiring 18 or older verification.
And the next thing you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, are you 18 or older? Yes. It's all, I mean, verification. You don't really need the verification.
There it is.
There it is. See? Enter. That's just all you have to do. And then,
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, big problem.
Yeah. Close that window here before we
get... I did.
FBI comes in here. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I got to say, you know, last night had a really great time at the Gotham Comedy Club. Craig Carton put together, along with Christine Lem, for the Lem Foundation. They're going to unveil a 7-foot statue of Joe Lem, who was killed in Afghanistan with an IED. And he was a NYPD cop, and all the NYPD guys were there last night. And the comedians were hilarious. I mean, absolutely hilarious. It was a great fundraiser. And they're going to unveil the statue, I think, in the middle of December, Christine said.
Yeah, Christine Lem, who is just she's an angel. Having met her several times, she is, and the family is good as it gets, and they're doing such a great job of keeping Joseph's memory alive.
Yeah, and it was great to be a part of it with Craig again, because we started it out with a game at St. John's, a basketball game at St. John's.
Wow.
And we were reminiscing about that last night, and Joe Lem's son was there last night. He's grown up now. He's a baseball player, a football player, and he's in eighth grade. And seeing Christine up there on that stage and watching her thank everybody and appreciate everything that everybody has done in honor of her husband and his memory and his bravery and his service to not only this country, but also, of course, our city. But it was really one of those great nights where you come together and there's a lot of laughs. I mean, just a lot of laughs. And the place was packed. Place was great. It was a great night. And I was just happy to be there. And just wanted to say thanks to Christine and the Lem Foundation for having us.
You know, someone sent me a picture of you, like took a candid picture of you and texted it to me last night. Sort of like the Brandon Tierney Mercedes picture of the wrestler.
Oh, really? Except they didn't ask Boomer.
You know, I actually ran. I walked in, and who's the first person I see? Big tongue Pete Hoffman.
Oh, wow. How about that?
What are you doing here? And then he introduced me to like one of his buddies. And I forget how he introduced me, but it was like a weird thing, like my little friend or something. I forget what he said. I'm not sure.
My little buddy.
Yeah, I think that was something like that. So, that's your man friend.
Yeah, not your little buddy.
Or something. Yeah. I forget what he said, something really weird to me. And then I looked at him. And that's how I knew he was over 300 pounds. Because I saw him last night stand up.
You did nail that. Let's go to Flavio and Hawthorne before we get to Jerry. Hello, Flavio.
Hey, guys. Hey, morning. Love your show. But, Dio, I got to call you out on something.
What?
During one of your reads, did you say that you give a pair of your underwear to your 3-year-old daughter so she could snuggle up to it?
I'm telling you, man. So this is the truth, Flavio, and I know it sounds strange, but This is the true story.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Well, it's fine.
I know what you were trying to do, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
There's nothing.
I'm glad Flavio heard it.
There's nothing to hide here at all. So this Shinesty ball hammock pouch underwear is so soft that one day she picked it out of the dirty laundry and was like holding it. And I'm like, no, they can't have that. It's my dirty underwear. So that she was like upset about it. So then I bought her a pair.
All right, so a new pair of underwear, not your dirty underwear.
No. Right, I bought her a pair for her to have.
Okay.
Because she likes fabrics.
The silkiness of it.
Yeah, that like calms her down for whatever reason. Like she like her jammies, she'll sit there, like hold on to it. So now she has her own pair of ball hammock pouch underwear that she walks around.
And it wasn't a dirty pair of underwear.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, listen.
You're not giving your kid a dirty pair of your underwear.
I'm not. And I didn't say that.
I'm glad you cleared that up for Flavio, me, and everybody else.
But, like, I mean, come on. Family's family, right? I've been wiping her ass since she was a baby. Like, you just do these things, you know? I mean, you do more gross things than that. But I got her. I was said, here is a pair. Here's a brand new pair.
Right. She's not wearing it. She
walks around with it.
And again, it's not a used pair of underwear. No. That's the key point.
Right. So she walks around with it because she loves the way that. So the point I'm making is the fabric is so soft.
Yeah, you could actually cut them in half and make it longer.
I could,
and then therefore it wouldn't look like a pair of your underwear she's walking around.
Yeah, there's no shame. No shame in the family. I'm really like Flavio's opinion on this does not affect me one bit.
Yeah, but if
now I'm here to like, make my daughter happy,
I know that. I misunderstood, much like Flavio did, that we both, I think, thought that it was a used pair of underwear that you gave to your three-year-old daughter. That would be strange.
Okay, well, I did not.
All right, so now it's all cleared up and we're all good.
So there you go. I mean, I said that. I guess you and Flavio have comprehension issues, but I did say that during a read.
I didn't hear that part of it. I'm sorry.
I got her own.
By the way, I don't have comprehension issues.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm not saying that I hear everything that you say, but I did hear that. I thought that, and I looked at Al, and I'll never forget. I looked at Al, and I had that look of, you know, you open your eyes, like, did he just say what I thought he said? And then Al didn't confirm it, so I just left it lie until Flavio just called.
I did made that same look to Eddie when you went, Buccaneers. All right, Jerry, what do you got over there?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You mentioned St. John's with the charity basketball game we did. But Jamie Erdahl was our sideline reporter for that game. Remember that?
Yes, she was.
Pete Gillen did it with me, and Jamie Erdahl was running around the sidelines. Kind of cool. I bring it up because
McEnroe was there.
Yes, that is
great.
But they were playing.
Good old Wally Szczerbiak. Yes. Al hates him because he's boring.
Understood. But I'm only mentioning it because you mentioned St. John's.
He's boring. He's not boring to us.
You've got good old John Minko in the Bahamas right now.
Yeah.
Because your St. John's Red Storm is taking on number 13 Baylor at Baja Mar tonight.
Ooh,
so,
Bahama.
Yes, it's the first round of the Baja Mar.
It's a very expensive
Bahamas championship.
Very expensive place.
Beautiful, though.
Yeah, so all right. Just because we're on this thing here. Okay. Perry, I'm sorry. Do you care?
Yeah.
Do you have great
No,
stuff?
What do I care?
Go ahead. Joe in Connecticut. What's going on, Joe?
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know, Gio.
Yeah.
My son had that same feeling that he had to touch something and it soothed him. What it was my wife, when he was younger, my wife, she nursed him. He reminded him of that moment. And that's why he would always calm down. It would help him sleep at night.
With her, like, pajamas? He'd have the pajamas walking around?
Well, my wife would, you know, like when he was younger, she would nurse him with the nightgown. It had like the silky feeling.
Silky nightgown.
It's a silky feeling, but it's also the smell of your wife. I'm sure that, you know, he was.
No. It had nothing to do with the smell.
Yes, it's a natural smell.
So his son's attracted to his mom's smell?
No, that is true. That's a sense that a baby has that they know that they are being loved and nurtured by their mom.
God, I wish I could smell you.
Never mind. I don't even want to touch that.
I know, Joe. We got you, Joe.
I have just figured out the connection that Al has with Gina.
The smell.
No. You revealed this morning how Gina likes to move furniture all over the place. And then later on, as we were talking, you said how your mom moved furniture all over the place.
Oh, look at that.
Let me smell you.
While she's moving furniture, does she sweat?
Well, I'm not there when it happens. I'll just, when I go to her house, everything's in a different spot.
But it reminds you of your childhood.
So maybe. She's a furniture mover.
She is.
How about that?
Does she move furniture for a living?
No.
Like, she doesn't redo other people's houses or anything?
No.
Or?
And strange, sometimes, like, a couch will be moved, and she's by herself. I was like, how did you... She's like, so, I just dragged it.
The floor's all scratched up.
You know who she probably has those movers, I would imagine.
No, the worst is if I'm there, she's like, I was thinking of putting that dresser upstairs. Like, oh, God.
That's a strange thing, man. There's
just
gotta be
strap it on your back and carry it up the stairs.
There's got to be some psychological thing associated with rearranging your furniture all the time.
Because I know if I drag it upstairs... In a couple weeks, it'll be right back downstairs.
Probably true.
All right.
Sure. Anyhow, so St. John's tonight taking on Baylor. Good game there. St. John's ranked 22, Baylor number 13.
Great cash, homie.
Yes. Rutgers beat Merrimack 74-63. Women's college basketball, UConn beat FDU 85-41. Gino Auriemma, college basketball's all-time winningest coach now, wins leader, 1,217. I didn't see this, but the way it's labeled, and if you listen to it, I guess it's true. I guess UConn brought out a real goat for him, since he's now the greatest of all time.
Just so you know, there's an old wives' tale that whenever you do this with animals, especially goats, if this goat takes a dump on this carpet, we're going to win a national championship.
So he was having some fun. Having some fun with it last night. But yeah, 1,217 wins. Pretty damn impressive for Gino Smith.
He's got one of the best players in the country, Paige Beckers.
I know, no doubt. But still, very impressive. Syracuse women's basketball lost to Albany. Why would I bring this up? Because Syracuse head coach Felicia Leggett, Jack is her name. She was bothered by the lack of fan support. But she also says the team can't be, and this is after the loss to a team I guess they should have beaten.
Nobody cares about our program. Nobody cares about women's basketball. It's evident how, you know, it's not nobody's fault, but, you know, the laughing and all that fun stuff. Nobody's into it like we are, and that's okay.
She says you got to play through it and having the lack of passion, I guess, from the fan base.
We got to be so locked into us that we don't see that the fan base is like 12 people.
That's a rough number. And then as she says, bad loss, but we move on whether or not we have a fan base.
We're going to take this and sit on it for a day, and we're going to go home, and we're going to get on a plane, and we're going to go down to Florida, and we're going to decide what this really means to each one of us. And we'll get better. But... I'm glad I walked in when I did, so our players can see that nobody cares, man.
Oh, man.
Wow. Is she really?
Someone send that to ESPN.
This is Syracuse women's basketball?
Yeah. I know.
That's a basketball school, too.
I know they lost, and they should have won, I guess, from what I was reading, but I don't know what prompted her to go in this direction.
They play. I'm assuming that they play in the Carrier Dome.
I would assume so, which is maybe that's cavernous,
when
the men play, because if they cut it off in half. I did one game there. It is a weird place to play a game.
I was there for a University of Maryland tournament game. I think it was against UConn, actually. I think.
Hmm.
Awesome. You've been there?
I have, yes. I'll keep the story to myself.
With Pittsburgh on the sideline?
No. It's when I was... You really want to know? I'll tell you.
Not really.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah, Joe and Evan, so. Paid your own way to go.
Yeah.
No, we were just talking about the size of the stadium for the girls' basketball, and they're probably not getting any fans for it. No. So, that's all.
I mean, when she said a fan base of 12.
Yeah, I was actually surprised the number was that high.
That's a rough number. Knicks and Phoenix to take on the Suns late last night.
Here's Brunson, coast to coast. Nice feed on Anobi. And Anobi kicks it back out. Towns stakes. Three-pointer. It's good. And Karl Anthony Towns, once again, another 30-point game. His sixth of the year already, and he's got 32.
And he finished with 34. Mike Breen on MSG. Knicks beat the Suns 138-122. Here was Devin Booker. His job last night was to basically chase Jalen Brunson around. Well, Brunson went for 36 points and 10 assists. Booker says, not easy.
Yeah, no, he's a tough coverage.
Yeah, you don't know until you're out there.
See him up close and personal. The Knicks got out to a red-hot start, hitting 18 of their first 23 shots. They hit 8 threes. That's in the first quarter and put up 44 points. They go to Utah next. They have won 4 in a row now and 5 of 6. Also of note, Cavaliers now 16-1, beat the Pelicans 128-100. From the NFL, you got Week 12 opening up tonight with the Cleveland Browns and the Steelers from Cleveland. Pittsburgh 8-2, Cleveland 2-8. Sunday at 1, Giants and Bucks. Here is Tommy DeVito, as you can imagine, very excited to play again.
It means a lot. Just another opportunity to get out on the field, showcase my abilities, play for my teammates in the organization.
With cheese.
You know what's amazing is I was just looking at the spread for the Steelers and the Browns tonight. What do you think the Steelers are favored by?
Where's the game again?
Cleveland. I'm going to say 4.5.
I'm going to say 2.5.
It's 3.5.
Mm.
What is that telling you? That telling you anything?
No, it's just telling me this is a short week and Pittsburgh really isn't that good.
Cleveland. But they don't kill anybody, though.
That's exactly right. And the Cleveland defense is actually pretty good. I don't know. I'm not surprised.
And they don't score touchdowns.
Yeah. A lot of field goals.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. And by the way, take a look at Jameis's numbers from last week. He threw the ball all over the place, and they just didn't score any points. He had like 430-something yards of passing yards. So
he's not going against the Steeler defense.
Still, though, I mean, he's been okay.
You heard Mike Tomlin. You heard him this morning.
I don't remember.
He's focused in.
I'm sure he is. Damn right he is.
Always locked
another
in.
Division game.
Yeah, AFC North road action.
Yes.
That was actually what he used to say. AFC North road action. Yep, he's got it tonight.
That could be used as a different phrase, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans might play for the Bucks. I just finished watching Todd Bowles from yesterday, so he could be back for this game Sunday at 1 against the Giants.
Okay.
There you go.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feel bad for our guys out there at Chubb's Meats who are stuck in this horrible traffic. They will get here before 10, but they left at 5:45 from Medford. And they're still sitting in that traffic because I think they shut down that entire Kosciuszko Bridge BQE thing because that jackknife tractor trailer, which might have mean that maybe someone got really, really hurt or worse in that thing. Generally, when they shut down the entire road and do an investigation. So I've been, my mouth's been watering. He's sending me pictures of all the food that they're bringing. But
Chubby Chaser.
Yeah, they are stuck in massive traffic out there.
I would have told them, turn around. Chubb Insurance.
I didn't know or until now.
Sent through, well, you can't send them through the tunnel either. That's probably backed up as well.
I had to go through the tunnel today, yeah. First time in a long time.
It was the jackknife tractor trailer earlier? When was it?
It was like really early this morning.
So that means somebody obviously got injured or something because, you know, when you hear jackknife tractor trailer, just straighten it out and get it out of the way.
Yeah, seriously. Let's move this thing on and keep it rolling, but there's probably an investigation of what happened, those sad deals.
It's wet.
That's what I see. I told myself, you got to get up a little earlier, you got to leave early today, because every time it rains, there's accidents. Every single friggin' time.
Especially we haven't had rain for about 60 days, I feel like.
Drought spot,
yep.
I know that Eddie and you have a disagreement on this drought for whatever reason. I don't know why. Eddie's actually was mashing up drops this morning on the warm-up show about your argument about the drought. I don't know if it had gotten that serious between you two.
I didn't realize it was serious either. I didn't hear it, so I don't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
Eddie, man, I tell you, somehow that whole drought thing became like a political argument between you guys. I don't know if it's something like climate change.
Well,
or something.
I mentioned that it was a fact, and then he was like, basically, shut up, Eddie. So that's how it started.
Right, Eddie? Shut up, Eddie.
I don't think I ever said, shut up, Eddie.
Mm. No, you didn't say those words, but right, the intent was there.
That's fact, that I didn't say, shut up, Eddie.
Correct.
Right, okay. So you're just trying to embellish things by using...
I don't think it was obvious to anyone.
Okay, so now you're assuming things.
Oh, yes.
That's typical.
Oh, I love it. It entertains me, I tell you that much.
Sure.
9 a.m., between 9 and 10, we are giving away not one, but two pair of tickets to see Tommy DeVito against the Bucks.
Buccaneers. And by the way, for the Buccaneers, it's an extremely important game. They are 4-6. If they can win this game and you take a look at the schedule after that for them, they got the Giants, Panthers, Raiders 3 weeks in a row. They're coming off of their bye. If they can win those three games, I'm sure they're thinking this way. They would get then to 7-6. They would then play the Chargers at the Chargers. It would be a very tough game for them. But then they have Dallas, the Panthers, and they end with New Orleans. If they can win this game this weekend, and there's no reason why they shouldn't think that they shouldn't be able to win this game because the Giants, you know, are making a quarterback change. They've been bad. They haven't scored a lot of points. And they can get themselves right back into the playoff mix on the NFC side of the ledger.
Would you consider them a team you don't want to play if they made it into the playoffs? You know, they like saying that. That's a team you don't want to play.
That's a team you don't want to play.
Yeah. You don't like meaning, but it's never reserved for the best teams in the league. Like, that's a team you don't want to play is the one that, like, has a bad record but got hot at the end.
Like it could be like the Packers this year.
Or like the Mets.
Right. How about the Rams?
Team you don't want to play?
They're 5-5 right now, just on the outside looking in. They're in the hunt.
The wild card hunt. It's one you got to really be careful with.
I'd be very careful with that one.
Yeah, that's why you just say in the hunt. I think that's why in the hunt happened, because so many people were saying something else when it came to wild card hunt.
So I look at the seven games that Tampa Bay has left. They will be favored most likely in every single one of those games.
Let's go to Joe and Bethpage. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, boys. How you doing? Looking forward to tomorrow night with my father-in-law, Russ.
Nice. It's going to be a great night there at the Huntington. You and Russ, let's have a good night.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to talk about the Tommy DeVito thing. I was on Instagram, and I seen a clip with Mark Schlereth saying that that the Giants are a clown show putting in Tommy DeVito, and how could they do that and all that. I don't get why he's saying that. I'd like, you know, the Giants have no other choice. I mean, yeah, they have the other quarterback, but Tommy DeVito is the fan favorite right now, and unfortunately, that's the way it is, and I don't think the Giants are a clown show at all.
You know, it was funny. I saw Mark Schlereth last night at this fundraiser, and I told him, I said, we played your rant on the Giants, and one of the guys I was with is pretty close with the Mara family, and I said, he's buddies with the Maras, if you want to, like,
oh, yeah, right over there. Right.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, if you would like to play him that clip, we could do that.
But he goes, oh, you guys really played the clip? I said, yeah, it was good. It was, you know, you were intense, you were passionate, and that's exactly what sports is all about.
He's living in New York now, Mark Schlereth.
Well, yeah, because he's got the show with Craig.
Right. So where is he? Is he living in a city?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Guy with a lot of knee surgeries living in New York City does not sound fun.
3 Super Bowl rings.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying. Like,
he told me, he told me he loves walking around the city and just seeing the sights and everything. I said, you know, you got to be careful. He goes, hey, boy, come on.
Yeah.
Somebody going to come after me with a butter knife or a butcher knife or whatever?
Potentially.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. He picked the wrong guy to mess with.